neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Anytime that we drink gefil, such as grape juice or wine, if we'll have in mind that other drinks will be included, so then by saying Boreh Peri HaGefen, there's no need to say Shehakol on other drinks. So that's only when we have in mind or they are set in front of us on the table. So the same aspect applies for Kiddush. And the Kiddush, if we'll have in mind that we're going to drink wine or grape juice in the middle of the Seudah, then the Kiddush will cover it. But if we will not have in mind that by saying Kiddush, the wine that we're going to drink will be included, so then we have to say Beracha. So that means if you usually don't drink wine or grape juice in the middle of your Seudah, you're not French, so then the Kiddush that you observe will not include the drinks and the wine that you're going to drink. So that's only when you have in mind that you are going to drink wine and grape juice in the middle of Seudah. The same applies during the year when you're having some grape juice without having bread. So then if you have in mind that you're going to drink other type of soft drinks or water, then it will be included in your Boreh Peri HaGefen. So another question here is, you did have in mind. So you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kamecha Olam, Boreh Peri HaGefen. And then you drank some water as well. So another question is, what type of bracha you say in the end? You drank wine or grape juice and some soda, water. I'm sorry? No, you drank water too. I'm sorry? You don't need to say water for sure? No, just grape juice and water. Do you understand the question? Never happened to you? No? You never drank grape juice and then you drank some water as well? So what bracha are you saying in the end? Only ala gefen? What happens to Boreh Nefashot? So the bracha harana that we say on the grape juice, that is ala gefen apri gefen, will cover Boreh Nefashot. So another question is, let's say you did not drink enough grape juice or wine. You said Boreh Peri HaGefen, you just drank a little bit. And then after you drank a little bit grape juice, you drank some wine, water too. So now what bracha you say in the end? The first case was, you drank enough grape juice. So you say, HaGefen, Boreh Peri HaGefen. So now in this case that you drank a little bit, you didn't. You did not drink enough grape juice.
Was this a case where you said Shachar, or you didn't say Shachar? Did you have in mind that you're going to drink also water and didn't say Shachar?
Yes, yes.
So you said Shachar?
No, you didn't.
You don't have to say any bracha.
No bracha? How could such a thing be? You drank.
Same as Hamotzi. If you wash and you eat bread, but you don't eat enough.
No, but you drank enough water.
You didn't say bracha?
Yes, but the first bracha was included in the Gefen.
You also ate a lot of rice and beans and potatoes.
You're having some grape juice and then you had some wine, water, but you did not drink enough grape juice. So what bracha you say in the end?
No bracha.
How could we? We drank glass of water.
I don't know what bracha you can say.
I don't drink
drink after the wine.
Just for the staying out of the trouble, or you're thirsty but you rather to not drink? So the halakha is, then you are thirsty. I'm sorry? No, some people, when the grape juice is too sweet, they like to drink some water. Actually, they do. Like, especially at the Kiddush time, there's a question that, let's say, on Shabbat night, or more practical, on Pesach night, that we're eating very late. So now, you drank your cup, you did hasebah, now you're thirsty. Would you say beracha when you drink the water?
No.
You don't say. So now if you drink, let's say, more than 86 grams, so what happens to the last beracha? Understand the question? Like on Shabbat night, let's say. After Kiddush, before Netilat Yadayim, you like to drink some water. So how would that work? You don't say the first bracha, right? Because you just made a kiddush. But if you drink enough water, so what are you going to do for the last bracha? No. Bikat HaMazon doesn't cover water. Before Netilat Yadayim, yeah, that's before Netilat Yadayim. So the halakha is, yeah, so before halakha is, after the kiddush, if you are thirsty and you drink water, the first bracha is included in kiddush or in the gefen. But if you drink enough water, then you must say borei nefashot. So in this case also, if you said borei periyah gefen, if you drank enough grape juice, then bracha harona will cover the borei nefashot. But if you did not drink enough water, grape juice, so the first bracha covers the first bracha of the water. But the last bracha, you have to say borei nefashot. Because in this case, you're not going to say alagifem apriyagif. So you must say borei nefashot abot v'chesona for the water that you drank.
Koila nishomote, halel kohaleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.